Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I'm gonna tell you guys a secret that happened in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
oh shit!
Ah! I'm gonna tell you all what happened.
I actually forgot till you told me.
But here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Wow, sorry about that. I got stuck.
I feel like a small bag of dicks.
Like you don't feel well?
I just feel like a bag of dicks.
What does that mean?
That's what I was thinking, because I was thinking to myself, Natalie, you feel like a bag of dicks. And then I was like, what does a bag of dicks feel like?
Yeah, what does a bag of dicks feel like?
I guess, I mean, why would you ever say that? I don't know.
I'm asking you.
Because I don't want to say a bag of shit, because I don't necessarily feel that bad. I just, you know what, like...
I mean, you did a lot.
Yeah, I did a lot. And then TJ wouldn't go to school today.
And you didn't have it in you to make him.
15 minutes I stood outside and he wouldn't walk in. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
No, I know.
My neighbor had to pull up my car because I was blocking a fire hydrant. He's like, do you want me to move your car? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, just do that for me. I can't do anything.
I can't do anything.
Right? Natalie's incompetency. We call it pulling Natalie now. And I on the road, I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm like, fuck you. No. No, get your shit together. Let's go. No.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good. Like, you remember you were doing a health card and stuff like that? I was like, to Mark, I was like, listen, Kat's gonna go get this all renewed. I'm probably not gonna get to it.
I love
unless it. Unless you do it for me right now.
And he did it.
It took 4 seconds. I was like,
well, you didn't have to get a picture.
No.
I had to get a picture.
No. So I must have lost it between now and, you know.
Yeah, and then in 5 years, you're gonna have to get a picture.
Oh, what do they think? I'm going to age that much in 5 years?
Yep. They're like, fuck you. Go get your picture. And so she just goes like, I can't do any. Your husband is perfect at doing it for you.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, there's no, I don't really know how to make this work. I'm trying to get my AC on because it is very.
I mean, it feels like it's blowing on my feet.
Well.
Guys, I don't know the last time we talked. There has been I'm assuming we did a podcast after our Canadian tour.
Nope.
We haven't even done a podcast. We did our whole East Coast and Maritime tour, which was like, we did it on the bus. We had Ryan, we had Romeo, we had Jenna, and it was, my son's outside the car imitating me. It was just wild and fun, and they were so much fun. And in fact, Kat, you said that the agents said that they might want us to come back in the fall.
Do other parts of Canada, which I'm trying to think, rack my brain.
What's left?
What the fuck is left of Canada? And I'm like,
oh my gosh, and that's why you said Nanaimo.
Yes.
Where is Nanaimo?
Vancouver. Like, small.
Are you telling me we could fill a theater in Nanaimo?
Well, we seem to do. Let me see where Nanaimo is.
I've never heard someone be like, hey, shout out to Carol from Nanaimo.
Nanaimo.
Like, I never heard that before.
Nanaimo, BC. Let's see.
I mean, listen, I'm down to go anywhere, but I don't want
British Columbia.
People have to trek too far.
I feel like
it's... Don't take us to an island or something.
It's an island.
Nanaimo is an island, and that's where... Oh, I guess, you know what, though? Sometimes in those places, not a lot of people come.
Like that, so, like right now.
Mm-hmm. So then, you know, if not a lot of people, they don't have a lot of shows and entertainment, they just go to whatever. But I do prefer when the people know us that are in the theater.
You know what?
Or at least the majority.
I could not agree. Did you get a nap this morning?
No.
Do you need a nap?
I mean, I don't know. I probably wouldn't be able to fall asleep. I slept so well last night. Every night. Oh my god, I'm addicted to sleeping pills. No, I am. It's a problem. I don't even remember sleeping anymore.
How many can you take?
One. You only took one.
For just how like, long?
I don't know.
How many do you have left?
A handful.
Like 5? 20? A month?
Maybe there are... Maybe there's 7 left.
So you have a week left.
But I have a refill on them.
Yeah, but you can't get... Maybe call her and say, can I have these forever?
I just don't know why anybody wouldn't. Like, what is the problem?
There's got to be a problem.
There's got to be a problem.
You probably can't fall asleep without them.
Should just always have them.
But then there's got to be a problem.
I know. Okay, let's find out. What's the problem with being addicted? Why do people quit? Like,
you probably will build up a tolerance and need more and more and more to fall asleep.
Right.
And then you won't be able to. Mm. And then...
Because the sleep is so deep.
It sounds beautiful.
Oh, my Catherine, and you wake up and you're cozy, but you're also like, I'm rested, like I have no excuse. Why?
And what if you get like, what if they're like steroids and you start getting rage fits?
In when I'm awake?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I'm just saying like steroids, you get rage fits. Like I'm just saying, what if you get like you're, hey, there's a car coming. Does it see the car?
No, it's just gonna get hit. Why are sleeping pills bad? So, guys, I got them for the tour bus because, wow, I am having hot air blowing at me. I was like, you know, every morning I wake up in the bus and everyone just, like, talks about their sleep and what they woke up, remember this, remember that. And I'm like, I'm not interested in having inconsistent sleeps and conversations about my sleep. Do you know what I mean? I just want to go to bed and wake up and know I'm rested, because at the very least, no matter how rigorous the road is and everything, I know that I slept. So I asked my doctor for them, thinking, I don't know what she's going to give them to me. She said, take half of one. Of course I don't. Who starts with half? Go for one and see how, maybe I should go for half now.
She's just a doctor. What the fuck does she know?
It can rebound insomnia, depression, and suicidal thoughts. Others sleepwalking, sleep talking, or hallucinations while on the pills. Signs and symptoms of sleeping pill addiction may include needing to use them every night.
So you're addicted to sleeping pills.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't slept without them. I could try tonight.
You see the contradiction in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have no idea. I haven't tried.
Are you going to try?
For what? When you have such a good thing going.
Because you only have 7 left.
Oh, well, then I guess I'll have to face facts by emailing my doctor and asking for more. No, just kidding. So anyways, I'm going back on the road. It's just no. Actually, I'm on a tour bus for the next 365
Wait,
days.
Sorry. I'm sure she follows you.
I don't know.
She lives in Nanaimo. Are you Canadian? I don't know.
I think she lives in Nanaimo.
Good. Well, we can go.
Or Kelowna, one of those. They're near each other, yeah?
I mean, listen, I'm not a doctor, so I can give you no advice. I'm just assuming that just like every other pill, there's side effects. Nothing is flawless. Even vitamins have side effects.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could say,
huh.
And also, you have an addictive personality.
Ugh, just literally, you hit the pillow. You don't take 4 breaths before you're gone.
I understand that.
Actually, you know what the problem could be? Our house could get robbed and go on fire and I wouldn't wake up.
That's okay.
It's a good thing not to be on sleeping pills when you have babies, because you need to hear those fuckers.
Why? Didn't someone die of sleeping pills? Michael Jackson?
He probably took 45. I mean, I don't think you can die of one of his. She didn't even assess me in
person. He looks so tired. So this is fourth baby. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm going to sum up fourth baby in one fellow swoop. I call Nat. No, she texts me. We have something to do at 9. You're pretty good at showing up at this shit.
Yeah.
You are pretty good. And so, like, she doesn't like to miss things or cancel. Like, I know that of you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's our dance class, by the way.
Yeah.
But we have to pay for it. And yeah. She's like, what do I do? And she's like, he won't go inside. And I'm like, what do you want me to tell you to do? I actually was on the phone while you were texting me, so I couldn't text you back.
It was also so weird because, like, he wouldn't get out of bed. And he wouldn't get out of bed. Usually he's downstairs first. And he wouldn't get out of bed. So I was like, get out of bed. I'd go upstairs. And he's like, I'm so tired.
He was so tired.
I thought he was just like, you know.
So then he goes to school. He's not going to school.
I'm too tired to go to school. I said, well, fall asleep on your desk. Who cares?
So then he comes home, has a nap, wakes up, but like 15 minutes later?
I think we were up there for about 45 minutes.
And then he's like, I'm hungry. Goes down and eat. And it's perfect. Playing hockey.
Yeah.
And then Natalie's like,
what do we think we got for lunch?
What, McDonald's?
Yeah, and then I shat my pants on the walk. I had to run home. When I told you we were drinking juices, I ate a cheeseburger. I got diarrhea. Yesterday, I had to leave my kid's baseball diamond. Like, I gotta clean this shit up. I'm not gaining weight, but I'm definitely not doing myself any favors.
I can't actually help you. I don't know what to tell you right now. I feel like you're on your own train right now.
I have to eat healthy, I know.
I feel like you're not. You're in between. Remember we said this? Like, I know when you're gonna eat healthy and when you're not. I know when you're in a good phase and when you're not. And right now, you're just erratic.
Absolutely.
But you know what?
Maybe it's the same pills.
Oh, my God.
Life has been crazy the past, 2 weeks?
But you haven't made it easier on yourself.
No, I know. But it's so hot. It's so hot. Yeah, go play. Fart face should be at school. Although, what are you learning there anyways? It's basically summer, right?
That's fourth baby right there. She's like this, I don't know. He's just going to have a nap. Wakes up at 9:45. She could have taken him to school. I don't know. The school picks up. School picks up at 2:55. So now it's 9:45. So now she's like 10:45, 11:45, 12:45.
Yeah.
So 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know what? The 1.5 block drive is just too long.
Yeah, he goes, I want to go back to school now after lunch. I'm like, oh, fuck no. I'm not going there, dropping you off, coming back. He's like, my friends, what are they going to say? Why was I at school? I'm like, tell them you're too tired. And he's like, I go, you're not going to school.
And then I say to Nat, did you have a party last night?
Yeah. Well, you want a bender?
And he's like this, no, I played 2 baseball games. It was really a lot of work.
Baseball. You sit on your ass and just stand in a field.
Yeah. You don't even run. You might run a base.
This right now is why we do things in a car. Guys, if you could see TJ's face pressing up against the window.
Trying to listen to everything we say.
I quit as tutor. Mark's like, why'd you quit? Things are going well. I go, nah, it's summer. We're not doing that anymore.
It's May 5th. They have till June 26th.
Oh, that's pretty. Wow. She's a good... I need my hair done this weekend. Oh, my God. The epitome of trying to work. Do a podcast.
While we're on a podcast, she's filming an Insta story. Eats the pills. Stop, Teach.
Okay, I just got to talk to her. What? Go inside. Oh, he's cute shit.
We're taking a break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Anyways.
Life lessons. Don't make it fun for them when they're home.
Yeah.
But he did get McDonald's and he's playing hockey. But he'll go back tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is going to be so boring for him today.
Like, he's done today.
He's like, can we play? I'm like, first of all, what would I play?
Oh, good
point. I don't play anything.
Good.
He's even trying to get into the VR. I'm like, well, you are bored. I like this. Good. You're going to school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He's like, fuck no. I don't want to play this game. That's the life hack, you guys, is when your kids are home, fuck it. Make it so boring yeah. they don't want to stay.
Yeah.
That's why COVID was actually a beautiful dream.
Yeah.
In a way. Because they appreciate school now so much.
So
to
much.
Stay home, it's like,
so
I don't want to be home. And they were home for so long.
It's so weird. I ran into my neighbor when we were on a walk today. And I go to her, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm taking a break because, you know, I work at home and my mom is at home. My brother's at home. We work from home. I'm like, such a weird life. I'm like, can you go down to the office? She's like, yeah, but just like the trekking there and back. And as I was walking, I was like, this is such a weird time in our lives because a lot of these people that live on my street are inside their houses working from home.
No, I think everyone needs to get back to work.
I totally agree. I told her, I'm like, you got to get out of there.
I'm like,
that's not normal.
No, it's not normal. And nor is it a, like, purpose. Like, you have to go out. You have to see the world. You have to go. Like, you know, one thing I learned from COVID is life is a series of habits and routines. And if you get stuck doing nothing constantly, everything feels like such work. Like,
yes.
I never want to go to the zoo again. I never want to go to an amusement park again. But I wouldn't have thought twice about it before. But now I'm like,
what?
Can I have root beer?
Yes.
But now everything feels like it's getting easier. But before, everything felt like so much work. And I feel like travel, like people now are like,
to get in an Uber.
Everything. Yeah. To like find clothes. Like, it's so much easier just to stay in your house.
Clothes. That's a good one.
And
yes.
I do feel like people got so stuck in a, like, and it doesn't surprise me that the world population of people who are locked down the longest are the most unhappy. Like, I feel like Canada's like one of the most unhappy countries right now.
Mm.
Like, on a list, you know what I mean? We were very low. And I do think it's because we have just been like, nothing fun, no, everything just feels like a fucking schlep. Until you do it, then it gets easier again.
I know. And then you think about, like, the aftermath, like, how long it's going to take. All the things we never even really thought about that are going to come out. And people in their relationships being stuck and really, like, analyzing. You know, I think a lot of people were very busy. Like, you and I at least were home. And I know our husbands worked and stuff. But a lot of people, they were always at their work. They were at their work. And the kids were at school. And the only time they had was, like, dinner together and busy weekends.
Yeah.
But my gosh, now they just
sit around,
stare and know each other so well in a way that they never knew each other.
I love that you're disgusted by spending time together.
I mean, I'm not even thinking about Mark. I'm thinking about
No, I'm not
people.
Saying, I'm saying like life, like
yes.
That you're like, that life is so normal that someone's home all the time when that's not normal.
It's not. And this girl is a young girl that said, you know, like I'm working from home. Like she graduated university and she never went to the office.
No, that needs to change.
I agree.
Like, things need to go back to you. And if you're sitting at home right now and you can resonate with the feeling of everything feels like so much work, you have to just try. I'll never forget, like, when we first got out of COVID, the thought of taking the kids to the restaurant felt like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Like, I have to order. I have to sit there. Like,
I got to pay more.
Are they even going to sit and eat it? Mm-hmm. Like, this, do I just stay at home? But then if you just stay at home, the days are all just the same. Nothing changes. And you're like, it's just a monotonous 24/7, like, never ending cycle.
I feel like we were kind of lucky in the way that we got forced to get off our asses. Is like every time we were allowed because of tour.
I totally agree.
And I love that we were able to create a space that people could put something in their calendars and come. And they did.
I know.
Theaters. I went to two different female comedians this weekend. I went to Heather McMahon and I went to Jessie Cruikshank. And when I saw people outside the theater and in the theater, and everyone had their hair, their makeup, their outfits on. They looked super uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, in all the clothes.
In the best way.
In the best way. And I was like, people are, like, I don't know. It feels like people are stepping up more when they do go out. But then again, that feels like it, probably you got to recover for like 4 months after. But it was so nice to see. And then it's so nice that there are women, you know, women like us who are performing, and they're the people on the stage, you know, and they're giving.
Was it weird to watch?
It was so weird. It was so weird to watch because it's hard to imagine, like, to put yourself, I'm trying to put Kat and Nat on the stage and Romeo on the stage. I'm trying to imagine, none of them have sets, you know, like Jessie used our set when she was in Halifax, but here she had no set. So they have no set. So they have themselves and they have a table. So that's what they all have. Right? So I'm trying to put our set on there. And I mean, what our set used to be. I have to erase that from my mind because it was just so amazing. How they walk the stage and how they, you know, use the audience participation, props, video aspects. But what I came out of it, you know, and because I went with my mom to both of them, I was like, it's hard to explain what a Kat and Nat show is like because it's easy to explain a stand-up comedian act. That is so easy in your brain to understand. You see them on Netflix all the time. To explain ours, I would say it's kind of nothing like that. You know what I mean? It's kind of, it just, the feeling that I had in the audience isn't the feeling that I feel in our audience. I was fully entertained at their shows. I thought they were amazing, hilarious, talented. But we never claimed to be stand-up comedians. So
no.
It's not like, you know, they're not comparable, but what I did say to Kat is like, you know, a lot of people go to these shows and they have a really good time because they feel good and they laugh. But the difference I felt like was when you go to our show, it's your night too. Like, it's not about Kat and Nat on stage. It's about the whole room, like, getting out. Everyone's allowed to dance. Everyone's allowed to sing. Everyone's allowed to talk.
Right.
Like, it's a whole room thing. It's not just an entertainer. And that's what makes it so different. And I was saying, I wish I could see something almost exactly like us. You know, we have different acts.
I guess that's great there isn't.
It's for sure. Like, we have guests that come on stage and entertain. Even the end of ours is so outrageous, you know, compared to just like it's a beautiful end at the end of stand-up comedians. Ours is like, people don't leave.
I know.
Because they're like, I'm at the best dance fun party ever. Anyways, I do love live entertainment, and I do love going to see what other people are doing because it sort of puts it into perspective, but I wish that I could see something more comparable. Or I wish I could see us, but not be us, because even if I watched a video, it wouldn't be the same.
No, it wouldn't
still
be.
Still me.
No, we can't watch us. We need to go somewhere. And I don't think there is another us.
No.
We were one of the first shows to start this, which is crazy. Like, the venues could not wrap their head around it.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I do, you know, it made me realize all the extra things that we do and have.
Are really fun.
It really makes a difference. It really cuts from just sitting and listening.
That you have that we have budgetary reasons now why we need certain things.
Like, absolutely, because we've been like the balloons, and there's another way that everyone can participate. The confetti, the bottles of champagne, like, none of them are like drinking, right? But like, everyone in the audience is drinking, so you're kind of like, we're together drinking with you, so we're all the same.
I feel like. We are, okay, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to tell you guys a secret that happened in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
I mean.
Oh, shit!
Ah! I'm going to tell you all what happened.
I actually forgot till you told me.
But here we go.
Oh, my.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so first of all, I feel like we might be the only tour team that has a big tour team that is part of the show.
Right.
So when we walk in, it kind of feels like everyone's on the same playing field. No one is bigger, better, or more important. Okay, so when we walk in, there's Ryan, Romeo, Hassan, Kat, Nat, Noah. Basically, there's six of us.
Yeah, and sometimes there's either an Alexis or a Jenna.
Yeah, like one extra person, but like not like a... Mm-hmm. The core that walk in are so... The energy is probably 100 constantly. Like, I feel like we walk in and we're vibrating because Meg, like, I think the best thing about our tour team right now is all of us have a good energy and feed off of each other in a way that brings more energy. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel tired once on this tour. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like exhausted. Like, it was constantly like a resurgence of energy. Okay. Yeah, like feeling good. Like, oh my God, I could
and
do
if
it
anybody
again.
Anybody acts a little bit tired and the only person who, well, sometimes Romeo will be a little bit out of it and we're like, get your fucking shit together. And he's like, turns it on. Hassan will sometimes act lazy. And then like half an hour later, he'll turn up for what?
Yeah. He needs times out. Like he can't be constantly, he needs to be like extracted and then he comes back rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. So we roll into Detroit and I could just tell we had done a show there before, but I could feel that the energy was like, I was having so much fun.
Yeah.
Like I was having fun backstage.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen each other in 3 days and we're all back together. The boys are in a good mood. They're having fun. And it's halftime. And I'm feeling like fuck
That's
the rules.
That's when we did it? Halftime?
Halftime.
Oh, I thought it would have been before the even show at all.
No, I'm like fuck the rules. Like I'm so sick of like, I guess I'm so sick of squares.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sick of like squares. I'm like, why though? Why can't I do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really.
And often people will say no and they don't know why they're saying no. And then you break the rule and then they realize nothing happened.
Yeah. Like I'm pushing. I'm just like, why can't I go out there and do exactly what I want to do if I have rented this theater or whatever? Mm-hmm. We're like, you're making money. What is the big deal here? So Noah is...
And by the way, backstage before, there was the guy who, like, what's Bill's job?
Like, like CEO of entertainment, like, something to do with, like, venue entertainment.
So he is literally telling us that backstage, Snoop Dogg was there, and, I mean, you'd open the door, and a cloud of smoke would come out. Snoop Dogg, and they were like, oh, nobody says anything, it's fucking Snoop. Like,
exactly.
You're not gonna do anything. That's what he
had.
Does.
He had tables of marijuana, okay? Heaps and heaps and heaps. Okay, so... Ryan, the new addition to the team, a beautiful addition to the team, a fun addition to the team, seems to always have marijuana. It's like magic, always.
Yeah.
Romeo didn't know, he would go get it.
Yeah.
Ryan always just has it.
Yeah.
Romeo gets like one or two. Mm. Ryan's got 15.
A box of 12
like,
joints.
There's no, it's so interesting to me how they both roll. So we're backstage and I've already been told, no, I can't do a few things. So then we decide to get high. We decide to get high before the show. Guys, people don't even drink before the show. Two disclaimers. Number one, it was a pen, and I feel like the pen is less, in my opinion, the pen is like...
Well, it depends on your pen, but yeah.
If you're dabbling into the drug world...
Start with a light pen.
A pen, I would say, is like barely...
It's not going to fuck you up.
It will not fuck you up.
But you know that forever and ever it's been known that stand-up comedians are... big drinkers and pot smokers before they go on. They rarely ever, and these days they're cleaning up, but they rarely went on stage sober.
Right. So we drank before, obviously, like you see us drink backstage. So we get a little bit high and we go out and I just, I'm like,
I just feel like you were on your hands and knees a lot in my memory. Were you on the floor a lot? I was so high.
I was pouring champagne into the front row's mouth, and that was illegal. Yeah. And apparently, there was liquor police in the audience that kept saying, liquor police, and what you're doing is illegal. And then I poured champagne all down the woman's shirt.
Like, it was aimed for her mouth, and it went right down her cleavage.
Everywhere. Okay, so there's champagne everywhere. I'm like, I'm not popping one bottle. I'm popping two bottles. Although, thank God we popped two because someone popped our second bottle. Mm-hmm. So, thank God I popped, you know, lesson one, don't ever touch anyone's bottle backstage.
Well, we opened it because he told us there was three. And there was an extra. And then, oh no, we only have two.
Got it. So then, so we only have two. So then I decide, you know what? They still deserve a pop of the bottle. So I take the bottle and I shake it it fucking goes everywhere. Uh-huh. And I see there's a video of Natalie and I. We both turn our heads to look at our tour manager and Nat's face drops. I'm kind of laughing. And then there's a video of it spurting across I don't even know how it got that high or that big. It went fucking everywhere. And Noah was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, and then he's walking by and he's like, there's no confetti at the end of the show. I see him and he goes, there's no confetti. I go, cause I'm like this turning it. And he's like, there's no confetti. I'm like, fuck that. Bring me confetti. I don't care. I'll take the fee.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking fee. Let's go. And he was like, he wouldn't let me do it. And then he's like, take the champagne. I was like, but the champagne was dead because I'd shaken it so much before.
I know you tried, but no.
I tried to spray it. I was going to call it the wet zone.
The wet zone.
I was like,
you gotta slip and slide.
I'm like, you're in the splash zone right now. And I just thought to myself, these people, it's a Friday night. They so deserve the night of their lives.
You fucking bought a ticket. You came all the way out here. You parked. You went into the casino.
Yeah.
You might have driven far. Like,
I'm not here for reasonable.
No.
You know, Shaq would not be reasonable. You know when you go to his fun house? You know the fun house.
You mean where he lives?
No, he has like a party. Like the club.
Why don't we go there?
Exactly,
Does
Natalie.
Does that happen?
I think you have to be invited, but we'll go.
Oh my God, we'll be invited.
We would be so fun.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, and I was like,
just show him a picture of that stage and he'll invite us.
I was like, I'm so done.
What is he, Hugh Hefner? What the hell?
I'm not here to be reasonable. I'm here to have fucking fun.
Yeah.
You know what? And they deserve us to be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Not like if they left and they said, holy fuck, that was outrageous.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's what I'm aiming for, people.
Yeah, I'm not going out for a half-assed night.
No, I'm not going out for predictability and fun, like good solid fun. No. Going out for wild fucking
a whopping
shit.
Good time.
So if you haven't come to,
if we haven't sold the tickets to you yet.
I don't even care. I don't even care if you don't come. I'm going to have so much fun.
I just want for you guys to
Oh,
come.
My God. You will, guarantee. Like, and now that we only have, like, two nights back-to-back, oh, shit is going to be left on the stage.
Oh, shit.
And if you are close to Atlantic City, I would grab my tickets because the amount of shit that could go sideways at that one in the best way.
No, it's,
Like, I want to be legendary on the stage.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get, like, I got to get going. I don't got much more time.
God, exactly.
Like, what? I need a magnum of champagne. Not a small one.
Did you see that thing I showed you?
No.
The video. It was we bought. And it worked.
Well, I fucking need that.
And they did it on the Wendy Williams show, and she got it all over her face, and her makeup was running off, and she was like...
Okay. I want a giant magnum. I don't want a small one. I want a big one.
Ooh, yeah.
I want them to know that it will go into the audience.
You have one in your house.
some carry it with me.
I know, I'm just saying they come that big.
Packeting.
No problem.
And yet, for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to, I'm going to get Prosecco.
Oh, what? So now we have budgetary constraints?
Well, we're going to just, like, throw things around.
Yeah, fucking Veuve. Dom Perignon.
I'd like to drink the Dom Perignon.
I'll pour it in your mouth.
Good. Full shower.
Imagine we had high on stage, like actually smoked a joint with Ryan, round table discussion.
I wouldn't talk and I'd pee my pants, so that's not happening. No.
Round table.
No.
It would be a special VIP round table.
Yes.
The special round table.
Yes.
Closed circuit cameras only.
Just for the
No video.
That's like when Chelsea Handler had dinner parties and everything was, the chef made it with edibles, and then you listen to their conversation as they ate and got high.
Was it amazing?
Yeah, I don't remember it, but they were all like famous, funny people at the table. So yes, it was good.
Natalie.
And then she did one where she wanted to see, she was like, oh, when I get drunk, you can't tell. Get drunk and take pills at the same time. So she's like, all right, we're going to film you, and you're going to look back and you'll see what you're like. You're not the same, you're fucking high and you're fucking wasted.
And she watched herself.
Oh yeah.
And then she stopped drinking. I also think that we should, I think that like...
But she does drink now.
Oh, she does.
She doesn't drink, she used to drink a lot and said, there's nothing wrong with that, I like to drink. Now she drinks, but she smokes weed all the time.
Is that better?
I have no idea. I mean, I think she thinks so. But I think she does both. Because I was like, oh, you don't drink? She's like, yes, I do. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
When we held her backstage.
Cool, Chelsea.
Then we went back to her backstage. What was Heather's backstage like?
She met me right where our kids stood, like right there. But she's like, it's just me and it's the three of us. I have no entourage. I have no people. I have these three people. That's my whole crew. Her girl who sang My Pussy and My Crack and Chris. That's it.
Does that one travel with her all the time?
I think so, yeah. Because she's part of the act. I think when she can. Because I think she herself does something, but... Yeah, I think she's with her a lot.
Just the three of them.
Best friend. Yeah, just the three of them. Very quiet. Nothing going on back there. Like,
no music, no...
Well, I didn't go downstairs, but I don't think so. I didn't go into her room because she met me just backstage. Because she was about to come to VIP. Oh. I wanted to see Jessie's and everything and see her, but oh my God, 10:30 was too late for me.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to cook dinner, I guess.
Mother's Day's over, baby.
But then I didn't do it.
Sex.
I feel it on my back.
You took him to Detroit and had fun.
I know, but I feel it on my back. I mean, I can't help but I feel it on my back.
That's. I'll let you have your feelings of it on your back and your pussy and your crack. You know, you need to get in your pussy and your crack.
Yeah.
You felt it on your back.
Yeah.
Now it's time to put in your pussy and your crack. It's really too bad.
I totally feel you because I am not. I just want to like go nice to bed early. Bath, bed. I don't care if the kids are still awake. One of those.
You want to get kinky.
I don't want to get kinky. I don't want to drink. I don't want to. I just have McDonald's, but I managed to have a soup or something.
Get some green juices.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Oh, got
Let's
it.
Get juices tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a day.
Okay.
Want to do that?
Yes, sure. I love that for you, sir. You know,
But we could start now? No, tomorrow's a better day.
You don't have to start any day. What you're doing is fine. You only had McDonald's.
No, it's not fine when I have to race home because I'm literally going to poop my pants. It was so dramatic yesterday at the baseball diamond. Oh, my God. I couldn't even talk. I thought I was going to throw up. I was going to cry, mostly.
Who drove you?
Myself. I hopped right in that car.
Oh, what was the pressure like for you driving?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that
terrible? Teddy said to me, have you ever driven through a red?
It pretty terrible, eh? Pretty terrible being the driver when someone's about to shit their pants.
All I say in my head over and over is, Natalie, there's no big deal if you shit your pants. You'll just clean it up. That's what I say over and over. It's not the biggest deal. It's not the end of the world. It's not like I'm going to die. It feels like I'm going to die. If you shit your pants, you don't die.
No.
It's not the worst thing. It's not great.
Okay. But is that where we're at? It's not the worst thing to shit my pants.
That's what I say. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I act like they're, like, it's the end. Like, I'm literally about to, like,
be murdered. Inconvenient.
Right.
Not the best.
And not everyone would have to know. So, like, it's not like I'd be embarrassed about doing it.
I mean, you've shit your pants before.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You just waddled home and into the toilet.
That, actually, twice. That is pretty bad, actually. It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
So, but it's not death.
What's worse than shitting your pants? Death.
Shitting your pants and death. Nothing in between. Nothing in between.
Oh my God, y'all. Well, that was, I hope you enjoyed our secrets. This one can be called the roundup of secrets. See, what did we talk about in the first half? Oh, God. What's happening with your ass?
Is it hot or cold?
Cold.
Is there cold shit coming out of my
bum? Cold, yes.
Whoa! I thought it was wet.
No, it's cold. Oh, you thought you shit your pants right there?
Yeah.
She just checked her ass. She just checked her ass.
That is cool.
That's where we're at, y'all. That's where we're at.
Wow. I do not want to shit your white interior.
It's ours, baby. Buick Enclave for the win. If you shit my white interior,
yeah, exactly.
I would have to call our partnership and say to Buick Enclave in my beautiful Avenir that drives like a race car, didn't shit the bed, shat the seat. We need a cleanup on aisle one. I wouldn't be able to drive.
Okay, that would be the end of the world.
It'd probably get in the holes in the leather. Holes.
Definitely.
I'd probably throw the car up.
Yeah. Just to get through.
Maybe you need to start wearing Lulus.
Yeah.
That's no barrier.
Start what?
Like not wearing Lulus.
Oh, wear...
That's a very...
Rubber pants?
Or a pad.
Rain pants? A pad on my butt. Okay. No, this would be... Yeah, so shitting... Your car would be the worst case scenario.
I think yours would be pretty bad, too.
Well, at least it's black.
But it would smell. It's through the cracks.
I don't know what I'd do. I probably would never drive it again. I'd just walk everywhere and then, I'd be so fit. Actually, it's a good thing. I'm going to do it.
And then you just leave it and they pick it up a year later.
Yeah.
And it just smelled like rotten shit.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's a beautiful visual. Guys, make sure you leave 5 stars on this beautiful podcast that we just gave you.
Oh, dear.
We'll see y'all Thursday, and then Friday for sex. You're welcome.